Welcome to That Broke Pinay Podcast at sana masarap ang ulam mo ngayong araw dahil you chose me to accompany you today. Remember to follow, listen, and share the episodes of That Broke Pinay Podcast na available kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. I-follow mo na rin ang nag-iisa at original mong Broke Pinay Kapitbahay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mayaman, maraming pera, may negosyo at magaling magpaikot ng pera. These are just some of the usual assumptions natin sa mga Chinoy, and some are intimidated while others see them as something else. On today's episode, I have Stan C on the other side of the mic and he will share his stories and experiences growing up as a Chinoy. Stan C is a TV and events host, voice talent, and a pop culture writer, and also a podcaster. And here is our conversation. Hi, Stan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi to everybody who's listening to That Broke Pinay Podcast. Siyempre, thank you, Roma, for inviting me. It's always fun to get to chat with another podcaster. And it's nice that more and more of us have really come out of the woodworks and have begun to tell our own stories online.
Today, pag-uusapan natin, how is it nga ba growing up as Chinoy? Actually, medyo na-awkward ako when I say Chinoy because I'm not sure if it's right for me to say that. But is that the right term, Chinoy or Filchay? Ano ba?
Yeah, Chinoy is actually great. It's my preferred descriptor or my preferred label. Kasi Chinoy, when you translate it, diba, it's Chinese-Filipino kasi yun yung order. And for me, order matters kasi when you say Chinese-Filipino with Chinese coming first before Filipino, it means that Filipino is the noun and Chinese is the adjective. It's the descriptor. So that implies that I am a Filipino of Chinese descent, which is how I identify talaga. And I believe most Chinois here in the Philippines do identify as that. Kasi we don't consider China as like the homeland or whatever. Like, you know, that's where our ancestors come from. Pero ako, laking Pinas na ako, dito ako pinanganak, dito ako lumaki, di ba? Dito ako naghahanap buhay.
I want to ask you my very first question, and this is my favorite question actually sa show. I want to know if you are a saver or a spender.
I'd like to think na saver ako for the most part. I mean, hindi naman ako immune from yung mga budol natin sa Shopee, Lazada, and even before the pandemic, yung mga budol sa mga favorite brands natin, di ba? Lalo na kung kunwari, naka-champa ka, outlet store, ayan, yun na yung mga big discounts, di ba?
Yeah.
Or let's say, may mga kinokollect. Like, you can see on my wall, I collect stuff too. I like wrestling belts kasi mahilig ako talaga sa pro wrestling, as in tipong WWE. So, yun, hindi rin naman ako immune from that. But for the most part, I think I'm a saver because every time I get paid, for example, or every time I collect the check, diretso na yan sa savings. That's the first thing that I do talaga. And it's probably a function of having been raised by a mom who's been working in the banking industry since the early 80s and a dad who is a CPA.
Ayun na nga. Nako, tuturo yan sa atin later ni Stan kasi masasabi ng mga listeners namin sana all dumediretso sa savings ang salary, di ba? But as you mentioned, your dad is an accountant and then yung nanay mo is sa banking industry since the 80s. So growing up with parents na ganyan yung background sa finance industry, how did it affect your behavior, your financial behavior while growing up?
I think yung simula pa lang yung the act of saving the money or depositing it sa banko right after it comes in, yun pa lang ang laking bagay na nun eh. I don't know, I can't generalize the other perspective or the other option because ang kinalakhan ko lang talaga is kunwari nakatanggap ka ng pera, diretso na sa deposit, di ba? Pag kunwari nakakatanggap ako ng aginaldo or angpao, in our context, diretso na yun. Sometimes I don't even get to touch the money. It goes straight dun sa bank account. So, you know how when you're a kid, di ba, ang dami mong nakukuhang mga regalo.
Uh-oh.
Pag Christmas, pag birthday, di ba? Minsan, pag birthday pa nga ng elder, sila pa yung nagbibigay ng angpao. Ganun sa Chinese community minsan eh. Yung mga ganyan, kadalasan, hindi ko na nabibilang kung ilan na yung natanggap kong ganun over the years. Magkano na ba yung naipon kong mga angpao over the years as a kid? Kasi nga, diretso na agad sa bank account. And then, nagulat na lang ako when I got older na my mom told me na, we put it sa time deposit, tapos ganito na siya ngayon. I'm like, okay, cool. So, parang ano siya, it's part of my breaking case of emergency fund. But, as an adult, talagang nag-start akong mag-ipon when I was working na as a college student, so I was a working student as early as 20 years old, and from there yun yung parang naging ano ko, starting point ko for making my own money talaga. And whenever I would get my paychecks, yun talaga diretso sa ano, bank account, kasi swerte ako na I've been living at home with my parents, na I'm still unmarried, I live at home, so menos gastos in that sense. I don't have to pay for rent, utilities, ganyan. Ambag na lang sa bahay. So, yun din, to contextualize kung bakit nasa saver mindset ako.
Pero Stan, when you were a child, nung bata ka, ano ang concept of money sa'yo? Kasi dati sa akin, ako, syempre, hindi ko alam yung malaki. Basta alam ko, pag 1,000, malaki na yun. Or, I know I have enough money to buy the food that I like sa sari-sari store, or maybe the candy, or maybe have cake, you know. Yun sa akin. Pero hindi ko alam before yung, ano ba yung mayaman? Dati mayaman sa akin, basta may malaking TV. Oh, mayaman yun. Do you have that concept while growing up din?
Yeah, I think meron din. Kasi I went to an exclusive all-boys school na halos lahat ng estudyante eh Chinese-Filipino. So, very aware ako na merong such thing as mayaman. Kasi, kunwari, merong group project. Laging merong mag-iimbita, oh, doon sa bahay namin, tapos yung bahay nila nasa mga subdivision, gated community,
tapos may
merong
pool.
Security guard doon sa, ano, oh, may pool. Kung hindi sa bahay nila, may pool doon sa village, diba, sa subdivision. Eh, ako naman, wala naman akong experience sa ganun eh. Wala nga kaming guard dito sa street namin, sa area namin. Talagang residential area lang kami eh, itong mga to, nakatira sa mga subdivision, diba? Tipong meron silang park. Puchan, anong park, di ba? For me, ano yung park? Ano yung space? Ano yung konsepto? No, hindi ko yun alam. Pero sila, meron silang ganun. Tapos, meron silang PS2.
Oh, yan.
Malaki yung bahay. Growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s, yun yung una kong exposure sa mayaman. Ah, mayaman, malaki yung bahay. Ah, mayaman, nakatira sa subdivision. Kung saan merong security guard at merong gate at turnstile. Ah, mayaman, pag lumabas lang sila ng bahay, merong pool, merong park, di ba? Or yung mga neighbors nila, mga ka-school nila.
Wala yung gate sa ano, sa bahay talaga nila mismo. Hindi kasi, di ba, tayo, sanay tayo. Pag sinabi mong ito yung address mo, halimbawa, number 1, Pilapil Street. Yung number 1, yun na talaga yung pinto ng bahay.
Oo, oh, yun na yun. Oo, oh, wala kang dadaan ng guard. Oh. Di ba, di ka magpapaalam, di ka mag-iwan ng ID. Ako, na-experience ko na ano, pupunta ako sa mga ganong klaseng bahay para tumambay, para gumawa ng assignment, group work, ganyan. So, alam ko talaga na merong mayaman. Sila yun. And dahil doon, pag kunwari nakakatanggap ako ng gift, di ba? Yung nga, yung mga angpaw, yung mga birthday gift. Pag merong dilaw sa loob, ah, malaking halaga yun sa akin. Pag may blue, ah, mas malaking halaga yan. So yun, mas may concept na ako dahil may comparison ako. Not saying na hindi ako lumaking comfortable. I think relatively comfortable din naman yung upbringing ko. And credit sa parents ko for that. Pero aware din naman ako na kung ikukumpara sa kanila, eh, small fry kami.
Have you ever heard your parents na parang they tell you the value of money? Like, for example, kasi ako, again, wala naman akong point of comparison that because what I know is what I've experienced. Kasi lagi kaming nire-remind ng parents namin na hindi kami nangingitlog ng pera or hindi tayo mayaman. So, like, we already know na, hindi kami pala mayaman, or like, money is very valuable para mabuhay ka ng maayos.
Yeah, meron din. May moment din na ganun. So, two things. First, nasabihan na ako ng parents ko na hindi tayo tumatain ng pera, ha?
Yan
so,
mismo.
hindi pwedeng nakababad sa aircon buong araw, hindi pwedeng porket mainit, bubuksan mo yung ref nung katatambay, bawal yun, di ba? Ano, naka-on lang yung TV na magdamag, hindi pwede yun. Kasi syempre, sayang kuryente. So, yung mga bagay na yun, na-impart naman sa akin ng maaga. The second thing is, I remember there was a time na, I believe it was sometime between the year 2000 and I would say 02, 03 na my parents sat us down. Tapos sabi nila, medyo tight ngayon, so hindi muna tayo makakapag-abroad, hindi muna tayo makakapamasyal, ganyan. So save muna tayo, save lang ng save, ganyan. I don't remember na kung anong global event. I don't know if 9/11 really had an effect on us economically, kasi I was 11 when that happened. So, wala pa akong konsepto na geopolitical event affecting our economy. And like today, di ba, with the gas prices rising because of Russia and Ukraine. So, hindi ko makukonnect yun agad-agad. But I remember specifically during that time, sinabi nila na magtitipid muna tayo. So, there was that conscious effort na hindi mo nalalabas ng mall, hindi mo nakakain sa labas ng madalas. even yung mga supposed rewards kapag nag-honor sa school, medyo babawas-bawasan natin.
Kain sa labas, ganyan. You can buy what you want na toy.
Mm. So yun, medyo bawas muna. So naramdaman ko na they said na, okay, we have to tighten the belt a little bit, so to speak.
Can you recall naman your early money lessons? You mentioned kanina yung angbao. Growing up ba, nag-piggy bank ka or diretso agad na junior savers? Pangarap ko before mag-junior savers eh.
I think I had both. Naalala ko meron kami alkansya. So, piggy bank talaga naglalagay ng barya. Minsan yung mga 20-20, di ba, na-build talagang you fold it up pa. So, naka-experience na rin ako na kami ng kapatid ko, binubuksan namin yung alkansya. Hindi naman namin binabasag. Kasi meron naman yung parang cork sa ilalim.
Ayun na yung
paghatak mo, inalalabas.
Ay, bagay kasi mas bata ka sa akin. Dati kasi naabot ako. Ba't yun talagang yung piggy bank? Yung babasagin pa siya.
Babasagin mo. You know, I enjoy breaking things. So, sayang hindi ko nakagisnan yung talagang babasagin mo with glee, no? But no. So, na-experience ko yung mag-alkansya. Na-experience ko rin yung alam kong may bank account na nakapangalan sa akin. Kasi nga, easy access for me kasi my mom works at a bank.
Oo nga, so, pala, yes.
Every time kailangan mag-withdraw or mag-deposit, yun na diretso na kay mommy. So, yung idea of the money going to the bank, hindi siya foreign na concept sa akin, even as a child. Kasi normal na siya, napag-uusapan naman namin. I guess that was an early lesson na, may perang pumasok. Okay, bigay kay mommy. I.e., bigay sa banko or deposit sa banko.
Yung literal na talagang bangko to, hindi talaga itatago ng nanay mo ah, hindi yung
yeah.
Kasi niloloko nga namin ni Miss Mayat na ang isa sa pinakaunang budol sa buhay ay yung sasabihin ng nanay na ako na ang magtatabi ng pera mo. Tapos nun,
that's true.
Di mo na makikita.
Oh, I've heard horror stories like that, diba? Swerte ako and I acknowledge na I don't have that experience. So that's one. The second is personal stash. So, meron akong sariling stash of cash para pag kailangan ko, at least meron na. So, kami ng sister, pareho kami ganun. Meron kaming maliit na pouch na doon kami naglalagay. And then, nakatago lang talaga in a location na ako lang ang may alam or siya lang ang may alam. Para pag kunwari, nagka-emergency, kunwari na-flatan, kailangan magpa-vulcanize or something, di ba? Or kunwari, may kailangan dalhin sa ER, tapos walang credit card, yun na. So that's an early lesson din na you always have that money ready. Another early money lesson siguro is to manage your credit. As in, know that the credit card exists, but the credit card does not mean unlimited money.
Yes, that is so true. Anong edad ka nagkaroon ng credit card? Like your first ever credit card talaga?
I think 18. So right after
high
school.
Wow, college!
College na. So kasi as a kid, pag nakikita mo yung credit card, di ba?
Pakiramdam mo, unlimited yun eh.
Pakiramdam mo, unlimited yun. So kunwari, mag-grocery ka, di ba? Makikita mo yung bill. 5,000 for example. Grocery yan na pang 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes a month, di ba? Ang laking bagay nung 5,000 para sa akin, especially as a kid. And then to see na yung parents ko, credit card yung gamit nila. Parang, dali na pala, credit card. You just give that, swipe, tapos, di ba? So, I had to be taught early on na hindi yan unlimited cash. Na yung credit card, babayaran mo rin yan eventually, like after a few weeks. So, natakot ako sa credit card when I first got it. And until now, may konting takot pa rin ako, which is why I usually pay my credit card bills as an adult, like weeks before the due date. Sinasakto ko talaga na may certain date na uunahan ko siya.
As in, inuubos mo yung balance na, kung anong mang balance meron ka. Like for example, you spend 10,000, you pay 10,000 lahat na. Hindi ka nag-roll over ng credit.
No. Diba there's like the minimum amount that you have to pay per month. I don't do that. I'd rather eliminate that na, bayaran ko na for the month, and the next month start with a blank slate. And then, ang isang ginagawa ko is, si Shopee Pay, meron siyang voucher, yung 100 pesos off for a certain credit card company. So, I take advantage of that. Kasi that's 100 pesos I don't have to shell out. Kahit na 100 lang yan, pag times 12 mo yan over the course of a year, 1-2 din yung tinipin mo. So, there.
That's good. Kasi not everyone has that kind of discipline, especially when it comes to money and when it comes to credit card. Because ako, biktima din ako. I mean, again, that's why this podcast came to life. It's because of the past mistakes that, I'm still working on right now. And it's so nice to have people like you na nakakakwentuhan ko about this na talagang, alam mo, to be honest, Stan, iba-iba talaga yung tao when it comes to money. Alam mo yun? Parang...
No, you're right. You're right. Some people kasi very willy-nilly sila sa pag-spend, di ba? And yeah, I hindi naman ako immune din sa ganyan. There have been times sa parang, oh yeah, you know, sige, gastos tayo. Kunwari, birthday ko naman eh. Oh, iiwan mo yung card sa bar, di ba? Open tab tayo ngayon. So, na-experience ko na rin yan. And syempre, pagpasok ng credit card statement, ay shit, ano, ilang libo na yung
ano. Ininom ko?
Ilang libo na yung, yes, basically, diba, nabudol ako dito ah. So, yun, there's that inherent fear. Syempre, hindi mo rin may iwasan na nagkukwento yung mga kaibigan mo, nagkukwento yung ibang tao sa paligid na, I made this mistake. So, ako naniniwala kasi ako na the best types of lessons are yung lessons you learn from the mistakes of other people because that's a free education.
Oh, wag mo nang subukan, sabi niya eh. Wag mo nang itry. Mas maganda na yung makinig ka na lang and learn from what they had to go through. Kasi hindi mo rin alam by the time na nandun ka sa situation na yun, baka hindi kayo pareho ng, you know, the way you handle things. Pero before I move on to my next question, Stan, gusto ko lang malaman yung sinabi mo, yung personal stash, because that's a very, very good tip that we can share to our listeners, no? Yung personal stash mo is different from your emergency savings talaga. That's just the cash on hand.
Right. Right. Di ba yung emergency savings, sinasabi nila, parang pag kunwari, for whatever reason, unemployed ka, kaya mo mag-survive ng 6 months. So iba pa yun. Yung personal stash, ano lang yun? Kunwari, 5,000 na cash para pag kunwari kailangan ng pambayad ng whatever.
And then you replenish it.
Yeah, replenish naman. So, kasi ano naman kami, we're a full household. So, my parents are working. Kami ng sister ko, we are working. And then may kasambahay kami. So, lima kami, di ba? And then lahat naman kami, adults na. So, pag kailangan manghiram ng pera sa isa't isa, nagagawa namin. So,
that's nice. Ako rin kasi I encourage my friends, my family to have an emergency cash. May time kami na we had to rush our mom sa emergency room. Alam mo yung, oh my God, load lang. Mag-load ka kasi kailangan kitang tawagan. And they were like, wala akong cash sa akin. So you had to withdraw. And yung time na yon is very, very important. Alam mo yun, of course, emergency is all about timing talaga eh. So it can really help you.
Right, exactly. So you never know when the emergency will happen. Kaya nga emergency, diba? So maganda lang prepared ka. So ako kasi, paranoid din ako by default. Yun yung default setting ko. Paranoid talaga ako. So I like having things na naka-ready na para pag kailangan, madaling kunin, madaling gamitin. And hindi ko na lang siya ginagalaw.
I can relate kasi medyo ganyan din ako.
Feeling ko yung mga nag-survive, 'di ba, sa evolution ng buhay, yung mga praning talaga, yung mga paranoid. Yung species natin na mga paranoid, kaya feeling ko tayo may leg up sa evolution talaga.
Oo, pero alam mo yun, there's nothing wrong naman when you prepare. I mean, hindi mo naman sa ina-anticipate, pero you just, you know, just in case, at least ready ka. Yun lang yun eh, yung thinking na yun.
Correct.
Pero Stan, when did you become aware about people's assumption or yung mga kasama mo, friends mo, ganyan, ka-office mate mo siguro, kailan ka naging aware na yung typical assumption sa'yo as Chinoy?
So, let's set the table first, no, na yung typical assumption pag Chinoy, mayaman.
Yes.
Diba? Nagsimula yan, feeling ko nagsimula yan, generations ago pa kasi, di ba, pag sinabing Chinoy, may business yan, family business. Pag
matik yan. Oo, di ba? Hardware, ganyan.
Oh, hardware store sabi noon do, di ba? So, wala kaming ganun, wala kaming hardware store kasi iba yung line of work ng pamilya namin. Anyway, medyo nag-intensify yung stereotype na pag Chinoy mayaman nung early 90s, nung kasagsagad ng kidnapping wave. Hindi ko alam kung natatandaan mo na ang daming kidnap victims, di ba, nung 90s. At karamihan sa mga tinatarget talaga ay mga Chinese-Filipino. Dahil yung ano rin, the Chinese community, ang mindset is ayaw na natin ng gulo, tara, let's just get our daughter back or get our son back, bayaran na yan. Cooperate na lang tayo, di ba? So, parang it's easy to make the assumption na basta Chinese, mayaman. That's why yung mga Chinese schools nung 90s talagang nag-intensify ang security measures. Yung tipong bantay sarado lahat ng mga bata, may special ID pass ka bago ka makalabas ng school kasi baka mami eh, paglabas na paglabas mo ng gate ng school, ayan na, nandiyan na yung white van. Hablutin ka na, babay na, diba?
Totoo.
So, yun yung context natin.
Although alam mo, Stan, I had a classmate talaga in my university years talagang sobrang takot sila. They're ano, Filipino-Chinese. Ay hindi, Filipino-Chinese. And talagang nabiktima sila. Silang magkapatid. Eh, yung kapatid niya yata, I think, na kidnap. And then yung dad, unfortunately, he was killed because, you know, of money involved. And it's because, you know, they're Chinese. Parang ha? Parang akala ko sa news lang yun. And then when we found out about that, so we can really understand yung sobrang praning nila, like sundo at saka hinahatid talaga ng driver. They cannot just go out. They had to tell their parents nasan sila ng ganitong oras kasi kailangan nila mag-report right. Every hour talaga anong ginagawa mo because exactly. Of the fear.
The sad part is, right. And the sad part is, hindi naman lahat ng Chinoy eh mayaman enough.
Exactly.
Or na parang affluent enough to actually bail their kids out kapag na-kidnap, di ba? Especially back in the day. So, I don't know din kung paano nila dinevise yung target system nila. Siguro, minamanmanan na rin naman nila. They really had their mark.
Nagre-research na sila. Di ba?
Baka. Hindi natin alam. Yeah. Hindi ko rin alam. And I don't want to find out. But, yun yung ano, siguro parang pinaka-relevant sa akin because I grew up during that time. So when I got to so yun nga, growing up sa sabihin ko na sa Xavier na halos lahat naman eh mayaman, parang hindi ko agad naisip na hindi na kunwari merong Chinoy na hindi pala as affluent. Hindi yun familiar concept sa akin because almost everyone was affluent. So when I got to college, I went to UP. Ayun na, doon ko na na-feel na iba yung tingin sa akin ng mga tao. Because for starters, second year pa lang ng college, nagmamaneho na ako.
Yeah, so, pag may auto ka, alam mo na, di ba?
Alam mo
yeah,
na.
Man, oh,
especially sa UP.
Mm-mm.
Especially sa UP. So yun pa lang, ano na, parang iba na yung tingin sa'yo ng mga tao. And then second, the fact na Chinoy nga ako, I look the way I look, singkit yung mata ko.
Mapwete, makinis, ganyan.
Last name ko is monosyllabic yes. Yung last name ko, diba? Mm-mm. So, stuff like, and then nasabi nila, nalaman nila na galing Xavier, they would immediately assume na, ah, mayaman to. So,
actually, Xavier kasi really, alam mo agad eh, exclusive school kasi eh. Parang Lasal, yeah, ganun,
diba? Yung
right?
Yung tuition dun is in the 6 digits already.
Yeah,
diba?
Oh.
So, it makes sense when people assume, pero obviously, the assumptions aren't always all-encompassing. So anyway, yun, sa college ko talaga naramdaman because I saw na my lived experience is not universal. Hindi siya applicable to all. So I had classmates na would share stories na masaya na sila kapag naka-lucky ni Pancit Canton sila. For the day. Kasi yun lang yung kaya nila. And you know, like, that's the reality of it for some people. Na they had to really stretch their allowance. Lalo na yung mga kaklase ko na hindi taga NCR. So let's say, they would really have to budget yung kanilang money for the month because yung allowance nila, they had to allocate that for rent, for pamasahe, for mga gastusin sa school, di ba? Mahal magpa-photocopy, di ba?
Oo naman.
Mahal yung mga readings. Lahat ng mga bagay, yung mga gastusin sa org, di ba? Pag kunwari, attend ka pa ng event, yung mga entrance fee, ganyan.
Pamasahe lang alone eh, yung mga pabalik-balik mo.
When I was a freshman sa UP, yung gas prices nung 2008 were comparable to the gas prices right now. And like, that's how I know that we're kind of fucked economically kasi nasa 2008 levels tayo. Remember, di ba, the 2008 recession, after nag-crash yung global economy, like Lehman Brothers, that entire scam, all that stuff, na naapektuhan pati yung ano natin, yung gas prices natin. In 2008, I could feel na sobrang mahal ng gastusin sa transportation na nararamdaman na ulit natin ngayon. Kaya na-feel ko na sobrang privileged ako nung 08-09 na everyone else around me really took that hit. And ako parang, yes, we felt the hit, pero parang relatively comfortable pa rin.
Carry pa, parang so, okay lang, ayos pa kami, ganun, oo.
I mean, hindi pa naman naghihingalo, di ba? Yung masakit, pero hindi pa naghihingalo. So, yun yung mga markers, I would say.
Did you feel it also when you were working? Like before, na parang, especially pag bago ka sa trabaho, oh, yung Chinese guy, yung, di ba, may ganun, unfortunately, may ganun kasi tayo eh. Na, di ba, parang,
oh, meron, may ganun.
Oh, yung singkit, di ba, yung ganun.
more of pag Chinese New Year, meron mga tita sa office noon na hinihingi yung tikoy, na ine-expect na nila, oh, nasa na yung tikoy, ganyan, anong brand
this rule? Year? Ano nga bang rule kasi sa pagbibigay ng tikoy? Required ba na magbigay kayo ng tikoy? Or dapat kayo yung bibigyan.
The rule is, if you want tiko, you buy your own tiko. Di ba parang,
bumili
pareho naman tayo nagtatrabaho. Pareho naman tayong binibigyan ng sweldo, di ba?
Tama.
Hindi ka bumili na sarili mong tiko. But to go back to yung earlier question mo about really feeling na there was an assumption towards Chinoys being automatically mayaman. I felt it kasi kunwari when I would drive and may kailangang sumabay, no one would really offer to split yung gas. I guess everyone just assumed na afford mo naman. And I guess the idea of splitting for gas didn't really hit me until later on na in life. Na parang, oh nga, no, we're gonna go on a road trip, for example, and then you're going to use my car, para hati-hati tayo sa gas, hati-hati tayo sa toll.
Mm-mm.
When I first started driving, wala, nobody really offered to split gas with me. I would offer to drive people around, like, kasi parang for me, ano yan, may purposes ako for that. The first was pang-practice ko para alam ko how to get from a certain from kunwari UP to a different point in the city, di ba? Second, it was my way of spending time with my friends. And third, it was my way of spending time with the girls that I like.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So naturally, hindi mo rin naman mai-impose na, oy guys, ano tayo ah, hati-hati tayo sa gasolina, di ba? Kasi paano ka mangungulek ng gas money? Ano ka, barker sa jeep, di ba?
So, pero alam mo, Stan, hindi ko nga alam kung ano siya eh. Filipino mindset lang ba yung ganyan na, ano kayo, hintayan kayo kasi yung uno mong sasabing hati tayo. Because I had experience like here, very ano sila, like automatic, you don't have to remind them. Halimbawa, kakain kayo. When the bill comes in, pag andyan na sa table, kanya-kanyang compute na yan. Because they know, hindi mo ako responsibilidad. Responsibilidad ko, yung kinain ko. And then they will be like, really? You will treat me? Like, why? What's the occasion? Ganun sila. So I'm not sure if it's tayo lang ba yung ganyan na laging pakiramdaman.
I wish I knew the answer. Yeah. I wish I knew the answer to that. Right? Kasi when I wasn't making as much money as I am making right now, I kind of benefited off of that, yung parang hintayan, and then someone will just be like, sige na nga, ako na. Or parang someone will put their credit card or someone will put yung 2,000 dun sa ano, dun sa chit. And then yun na, tapos ang usapan, di ba? You know, of course, over time, madedevelop din yung sense of hiya na parang, ay shit, lagi akong nililibre nitong taong to. My turn naman. Or at the very least, let me pay for what I ate.
May bagong style dyan. Kami naman here, Pinoys, mga kapwa Pinoy, ang ginagawa, pag walang bumubunot, sige guys, I'm gonna take this, i-transfer nyo na lang sa akin. Mamaya ako na lang isa-send yung bill natin isa-isa. So they know, right?
Good, yeah.
So that they know that, okay, someone will take care of the bill for now, but I'm gonna pay it later.
I think I learned how to do that in 2016 with yung isang barkada ko sa college, kasi we went on a trip together, and then yun nga, someone will pay the bill first, tapos take a picture, post it sa Telegram group chat, and then yun na, bayaran na. I think we spent like the last night of that tour calculating among ourselves. We were all huddled up instead of, you know, going nuts and getting drunk. Nagbibilangan kami.
But that's a very adult thing to do. Alam mo yung responsibilidad mo, di ba? Pa-party ka, pero magbabayad ka pa rin.
Oh, magbabayad ka pa rin. Party responsibly, di ba? It's something I wish I actually learned earlier. Kasi it would have made things more responsible, I guess. It would have also helped us be more accountable to one another.
What about the impression na magaling kayo sa pera, automatic, kapag Chinese, dahil wasan na sabi nila na, ha, magaling yun sa math. Therefore, magaling mag-compute, magaling mag-manage ng money. And also, that you always grow up na-sheltered yung buhay. Kumbaga, ano ba yun, cushioned kayo. So, hindi kayo sanay sa hirap, hindi kayo sanay mang uncomfortable, you know, scenarios or maybe situations na parang nakakahiya, Chinese pa naman yan. Huwag mong paupuin sa ganito.
Oo, naano yan. Yeah. I got that. I heard that a lot. Tapos nakakatawa kasi, I went to UP, yung major ko, Broadcom or Broadcast Communication. Tapos sa College of Mass Communication, ang ratio of population ng straight guys to everyone else is 1:10.
One straight guy
to
10 mix na.
Na iba. Mix na. Babae, bakla, LGBTQ, yun, lahat, right? I was that one straight kid. Okay?
So,
but my classmates, sila pa yung ano, very conscious of me. Like yung mga classmates ko na girls, sila pa yung conscious of me na parang, hala si Stan, baka maselan siya sa, ano, like keeping his car clean.
Exactly,
ganyan.
Yung maselan.
So, sila pa yung nahihiya. Oh, and I'm like, guys, sakay na kayo, tara, punta tayo dun sa, ano, sa pag-edita natin ng video, ng assignment natin. I only learned that later na when I got closer to these classmates. Kasi nung una, nakikisabay sila out of convenience kasi kami-kami yung groupmates. Tapos parang gabi na eh, nag-offer na lang, oh, tara, sabay na kayo. And then, little did I know na nahihiya pala sila kasi yung feeling nila, maselan ako sa sasakyan. Maselan ako sa, kunwari, yung cleanliness and all that.
Nahihiya din ako before. Pag yung may mga kaklase ako na, like, they would, nung college lalo na, na parang, bakit mo ako isasabay? Nakakahiya, wala akong pang share. Ganon, wala akong pang share sa kotse mo, like gas or whatever.
Nakaramdam ako ng ganon. So yung ganong ano, assumption na hala, baka maselan siya. Ano pa ba? I think with food, di ba? Yung fishball, pansit, kwek-kwek, isaw. Nakikita nila, pumipila din pala ako sa isaw ni Mang Larry. Yun yung sikat na ano, isawan sa UP.
Yeah.
Hindi naman porket Chinoy ka, matik na unlimited money na. I mean, siguro iba ganun. Ako hindi. So, binabudget ko rin yung allowance ko. And ako rin yung tipong tao na mas masarap para sa akin kung sulit yung kinakain ko. Like, even until now na I'm 32, 10 years na ako, 10 plus years na ako sa workforce, nagigilty pa rin ako pag kumakain ako sa expensive na resto. Tapos, ang mahal na binayad mo, kakapiranggot lang yung sinerve sa'yo. Ano mo yun? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about na, ano?
Yung sobrang fine dining.
Five-course meal. Yeah, sobrang fine dining. And then they give you a small piece of fish. Na para sabi mo, tang ina, $7.50 ba talaga to? Or $2,000 talaga itong kakapiranggot na steak? So, I mean, I get it. Like, it is the way it is, di ba? Pero personally, given how I value money, tibutang ina, 2K talaga to, seryoso ba? I've gone on a date na ganun.
Tibutang
ina, gumasa talaga ako ng ganyan.
Sa totoo lang, ayoko rin ng ganun. And even yung husband ko ganun, sabi ko, bakit ayaw mo ng fine dining? Kasi sabi ko sa kanya, sometimes you really have to, you have to experience it. Kasi syempre, may mga company meeting kayo that you know, so that you know what to do and also expose yourself sa ano ba yung meron dyan sa ganitong restaurant. And he was like,
para di ka magbukhang uncultured.
Oh, yes, mismo. So sabi niya, hindi naman kasi ako nabubusog sa ganyan. So automatic yan, pag kami fine dining meeting sila, pag uwi niyan, may nakaprepare na lutong bahay kasi hindi siya nabubusog talaga doon. As in, hindi naman kami ma-wine. So I really get what you're saying. Na ano to? 2,000 na to. Parang dumaan lang yung isda dito. Di mo naman naramdaman, yeah, so,
diba? I mean like I might have some friends na mas mayaman or mas may kaya that would be like, ano ka ba naman? Parang hindi ka sanay sa ganito. Like I really value the money that comes in. And if I feel like yung 2,000 sa akin pa lang, paano pa sa girlfriend ko or paano pa sa kadate ko, di 4,000 na yun. Baba yun, one night. Tangin na, di ba?
Diyos ko, isang kinsenas na ng isang tao yun. I mean, di ba, ng ibang tao, isang swelduhan na yun, like 15 days. Oh, di ba?
Exactly. And it also kind of helped, I guess, yung ano ko, yung approach ko towards money na I work in media.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa radyo, common knowledge naman na hindi kataasan ang swelduhan sa radyo. Lalo na when I started. And pag yun lang talaga yung source of income mo, wala, good luck if you want to live the high-rolling lifestyle or if you want to live a comfortable lifestyle even. So, I forced myself to take on other jobs para ma-supplement yung income na yun. That way, I can still enjoy stuff.
Pero alam mo kasi Stan, di ba DJ ka? Of course, you do hosting, di ba? So again, para sa aming mga common tao, ang iniisip namin, itong mga DJ na to, mga anak mayaman to, may mga auto. Usually kasi, di ba, like when DJs, yeah, DJs and hosts sa events, of course, naka-formal aware kayo. Or sometimes if it's like a summer party or may hosting party people, usually guys, may auto yan. Di ba?
Yeah, totoo. Hindi na mawawala yan. Siyempre, image mo rin
yes,
yan.
Yes, part diba? Of your image.
Nag-host ka, part of your presentation, kailangan maayos yung pananamit mo. Pero one thing I learned is that you don't have to spend top dollar to look top dollar. I would have yung mga, ano ko, yung mga go-to spots ko at the malls, and I would wait for certain times, like clearance sales, or yung mga quarterly sales ng mga brands na favorites ko pre-pandemic, before I would go and buy suit. And then given yung line of work ko nga na hosting, na kailangan ko ring manamit ng maayos, di ba? May image pa rin eh. It's really a part of the job. It's really a part of the business. So, I look at yung, ano ko, yung pagbili ko sa mga damit as something na requirement sa job, but I had to do it judiciously. And that's where the timing of the sales, knowing when and where to shop, that really came in handy. It helped na yung mom ko. Ano rin siya, may radar din siya for yung mga sales. So, yun.
Just like when you go to the office, syempre gusto mo rin naman maayos yung pang-work attire mo, 'di ba? So you really have to be smart then talaga when you spend your money on clothes, but at the same time, hindi pucho-pucho yung quality. Alam mo yun, kasi ako I hate it eh. Feeling ko mas nagagastos yung pera ko ng walang kwenta when I buy like very cheap stuff. And then after 2 weeks, nasira na siya, tatlong laba pa lang. So for me, hindi yun tama eh. So I'd rather get something na medyo pricey but it's gonna stay for like at least 5 years. Kasi I have those types of clothes din na parang, noong una, wait lang, mahal to. Pero if you get it on sale and then you take care of it talaga naman, magtatagal siya and still looks good on you.
Yeah, that's right. May nabasa ako about that na parang the reason why it's harder for people na lower income na makaangat as opposed to people na may steady flow of income is because of the price of goods. Basic necessities or even clothing, di ba? Because when yung income mo is not as much, wala eh, no choice ka, sisettle ka sa tingi or you're going to buy yung afford mo. And chances are, you get what you pay for, whatever it is that you can afford, hindi siya magtatagal. Whereas if you have a little bit more purchasing power, you can afford to buy something na, as you said, malamang sa malamang better quality na mas tatagal. So in a way, yun yung actually better spend. Kasi mas nagamit mo ng mas matagal eh. So mas napiga mo talaga yung quality out of it, no? When you spend for that. Kaya parang when you think about it, the system really is gamed against people of a lower income level.
True. Yung parang patikim-tikim. Ganyan naman yung ano, purpose ng tingi eh, di ba? Behavioral psychology. Because yeah, people want to try it just for the sake of trying it. And yun yung na-overlook ng mga tao na this one is I learned from my mom kasi yung nanay ko before nung dalaga siya sobrang love niya yung tahi pa sa kanya, tinatahi talaga yung damit niya, alam mo yon. And she is actually mananahe before. And so syempre nung time natin yun na yung mga RTW ganyan. And then ang lagi niyang sinasabi sa amin na huwag kayong bumili like monthly, mag-save kayo and then katulad nun, it's either November. Kami naman before ako, I grew up having new clothes every December kasi Pasko. So, pamasko mo lang at bagong taon, right? So, isang beses sa isang taon, bumili ka ng gusto mo pero yun talagang magtatagal na for you until maybe the next 2-3 years. Kasi if not, wala, spend ka lang ng spend and then papamigay mo lang din. Di sayang yung, sa akin sayang yung pera. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, that's right. I can relate kasi yun nga, nung medyo nagkasariling pera na rin ako, naging prone din ako to buying every month, naging prone din ako
mga pa-t-shirt, di ba?
Oh, pa-t-shirt or pa-jacket, di ba? Pa-sneaker, na nung nangyari yung COVID, ang daming unused, di ba?
Dami mong sapatos.
Oh, dami mong sapatos, di mo nasusuot, or parang dami mong damit, na parang na-realize mo, di mo pala kailangan. Eh, di ba, pag work from home, nakasando lang ako eh. Naka-t-shirt lang ako eh, di ba?
True!
Yung susuot ako na ganito, yung may kwelyo, di ba? Very rare. Pag ano lang, pag kunwari, kailangan, pag may kailangan mag-on-cam, or whatever. So, going through this experience, 2+ years in of being stuck at home, na ano rin ako, na-reformat din yung thinking ko when it comes to buying and splurging on myself. Kasi hindi ko na siya masyado ginagawa. Kasi yun nga, parang dadagdag pa ako ng damit sa cabinet, eh puno na yung cabinet ko. So instead, I redirected towards other things. So if ever I would spend on myself, I would spend it on something na magagamit ko naman like a cold brew pitcher. Kasi mahilig ako sa cold brew coffee. Para hindi ako bili ng yung ready to consume na cold brew na medyo mas mahal, gagawa na ako ng sarili kasi may ground beans naman kami. Stuff like that. Yun yung mga creature comforts ko these days.
Oh, imagine mo, no, ang dami pa rin nating natutunan financially nung pandemic. Ano? Even katulad mo, disiplinado ka naman sa pera, meron ka pa rin mga na-figure out na, ay, pwede ko pa palang i-tweak to kasi, you know, I can do much better.
Totoo. Yeah, even yung mga subscriptions mo, di ba? I figured it out for myself. Ah, ito, meron pa pala akong subscription dito na hindi ko na kailangan, di ba? Ba't pa ako gumagastos? O, cancel na yan. Cancel.
And actually, yung mga maliliit na bagay na yan, like subscriptions, 300, 500, always multiply it by 12. If it's a monthly thing, malaking bagay yun. Malaking, imagine if napupunta na lang yun sa savings mo or sa emergency fund mo, malaking factor yun. Tandaan mo, kahit anong gawin mo, maglakad ka mula bahay nyo hanggang EDSA, hindi ka makakatisod ng 1,000. Swerte mo na lang talaga pag nangyari yon. We have this impression na money plays a huge role sa Chinese culture because It's very important sa social status. Sa social status ninyo, is it true or is it just for those na super yaman talaga?
I think yung image is something na pinahahalagahan ng Chinoy families, Asian families actually, in general, Asian families, even Filipino families. Kasi yung konsepto ng saving face napakahalaga sa Asian families. When you talk about saving face, it's all about making sure na everyone looks at you in the best light possible, di ba? Na hindi kayo kahiyahiya. So in that same or in a similar vein, I guess, nakakataas ata ng status kapag mas mayaman ka, di ba? Sino ba naman yung may ayaw na ano na maging considered na mayaman? But I'm not sure if parang considered siyang black mark on you pag hindi ka mayaman. I don't think that's the case.
If you're not doing well, na parang simple lang yung buhay, do they look down on that? Because I think that's one of...
I don't think so.
No, I mean, it's about time that we debunk that ano eh.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. Kasi, lalo na ngayong pandemic, di ba? Parang mas, ano eh, mas tanggap natin na hindi lahat ng negosyo ay lumalago dahil sa pandemya, di ba? But even before COVID, hindi naman necessarily ganun. Parang, okay, hindi masagana yung negosyo nila. It is what it is. At least from my perspective, there may be different circles na iba yung perspective on that matter, no? Kasi maybe iba yung pinanggagalingan nila, but from my perspective, from my lived experience, I don't recall anyone telling me na, "Oh, we look down on so and so family or so and so group kasi hindi sila mayaman." Parang wala naman. From my lived experience. What I will say about yung binanggit mong stereotype na parang there is a level of condescension towards someone na hindi kumikita.
So social status.
Kasing social status. I think na perpetuate yan ng portrayal of the Chinois in media. Specifically, Mano Po. Kasi I rewatched Mano Po last year for this other podcast that I host called Now Steaming, a Chinoy podcast. And talagang binrake down ko na, oo nga no, yun kasi yung first semi-accurate portrayal of the Chinoy community, the Chinoy lived experience in mainstream Filipino media. So ang daming nagawa nung pelikula na yon to set, maintain, and perpetuate certain stereotypes for better and for worse. So yung Mano Po talaga, ang laki ng naging effect niya towards the way that the Chinoy community is being perceived kasi it really doubled down on so many stereotypes. A lot of which are kind of negative.
Naalala ko, my mom watched it and sobrang parang affected siya talaga na, oh my, alam mo yung reaction niya, ang laki-laki ng reaction niya dun sa mga nakawawa, because there's a member of the family, di ba, may family na hindi okay yung treatment because nagpakasal sa Philip, anak sa labas, then may pinakasalan na hindi Chinese, alam mo yun,
si Aramina, yung character niya, yung jowa hindi Chinese, yes. Si Richard Gomez, so yes, so parang medyo excommunicado yung thing, parang black sheep, so si yung character ni Maricel Soriano, who was the ate, she looked down on yung younger sister niya, which is si Aramina, so yes, I guess kasi it was the first time that the Chinoy experience was really put into mainstream medium dito sa Pilipinas, kaya they really doubled down on stereotypes, which to me as a media practitioner, I wish they hadn't done that kasi it really perpetuated a lot of stereotypes na continue to be associated with the community to this day.
So if you will share one correction, for example, na parang hindi ganyan ng Chinese Filipino, hindi ganyan ng Chinoy, like that's just in the movies.
Really emphasizing the villainous characters na parang they're really all about the money. So kasi si Maricel Soriano, medyo antagonist yung character niya in the movie. And they really made it a point to portray her as somebody na who looked down on her younger sister because of her life choices. Which admittedly were not the best, yung character ni Aramina. But kunwari her choice to get with a Filipino boyfriend, parang it was looked down upon. So I get it. They had to tell that story. Kasi totoo rin naman yung konsepto ng Great Wall, na merong opposition kapag ang jowa mo or ang partner mo or ang asawa mo hindi Chinese. I get it. But the way that it was dramatized was done with so much with a tinge of sensationalism for the sake of the story. Pero yun nga, lalo to rin na perpetuate na parang, ay hala, Chinese, baka may Great Wall. Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
Hindi ka tatanggapin yan. Kasi wala kang, hindi ka mayaman at hindi ka Chinese. First of all, hindi ka Chinese. And pangalawa, hindi kasing yaman nila. Yung mga ganon.
Yes, yes. Na to be fair, meron mga families na ganon. Na ganon mag-isip. Meron talaga. I've encountered these people. I know of these people. However, hindi lahat.
Mm-mm.
So, the fact na pinortray siya like that. The fact na portray siya like that, para sa akin, hindi siya accurate. Hindi siya fair. Kasi, parang na-generalize tuloy. Syempre yung ganyan nasa discretion na yun, a filmmaker, and the Monteverdes, they are also Chinoy, and I guess their lived experience is different from mine. So bilang practitioner ng media at bilang somebody na iba yung experience, I just look at a film like that and I say na that's not my lived experience.
Usually ang epekto, especially ng mga films, of course it's culture eh. That's part of pop culture, and a lot of the audience, minsan dun sila nagdodraw na feeling nila kung ano yung napanood nila. That's the reality. That's 100%.
Kasi yung first exposure nila.
Yes. Oo. May impact. Tama ka naman. May impact talaga. So again, hindi iba-iba. Depende kung ano yung exposure mo. Depende kung ano yung experience mo. But we cannot say that, all Chinois are like this.
Yeah. Just like how you can say na lahat ng taong may salamin, matalino.
True.
You know? But generally, sobrang pinaka-basic na generalization, di ba?
What is money for you? Like, how do you see money in your life right now?
It's a means to an end. I think, kabarkada ko from my savior days, yung nakatulong sa akin na mag-realize nun na yung pera, sige, you know, you work for it, pero it should ultimately be a means to an end and not the end itself. Meaning, tool lang yung pera. Gamit siya.
Hindi siya goal.
Hindi siya goal. Oh, it should not be the goal. It should be something that helps you achieve a goal. Kunwari, gusto mo ng bahay. Dream house mo. Kailangan mo ng pera para ma-achieve yung dream house, diba? To make it a reality. Gusto mo mag-travel. That's the goal, diba? Experiencing something with your loved ones. So, kailangan mo ng pera para ma-experience yun. Gusto mo kunwari ng magarbong celebration for your 50th birthday, di ba? Or 50th wedding anniversary ni na mommy at daddy. Kailangan mo ng pera, pantustos nun, panggastos nun, di ba? Kailangan mo paaralin yung mga anak mo, kailangan mo ng pera. So, my goal, and yung money is a means to an end. And when I realized that, it helped me be more at peace with spending money. Kasi it's a means to an end. Lalo na for things na I thought I didn't need to spend on, like therapy, for example. Kasi mental health is very very important, but also very expensive. Mahal siya. Mahal magpa-therapy, di ba? Regardless of whatever country you're in. So, when I started to see a therapist to talk through my issues and realize na I need help unpacking yung mga issues ko sa buhay, noong una sabi ko, tangina gastos yan. But then, my friend reminded me na money is a means to an end. What's the goal here? To have better mental health, to be able to get a better sense of who I am as a person, and to understand why these issues continue to affect me to this day. That's the goal. So yung pera is a means to an end.
Hindi yung ang goal mo is lumangoy sa pera. Alam mo yun? Kasi diba? yung punong-punong
yung...
Kung
meron mga naliligo sa dagat ng basura, meron din mga naliligo sa dagat ng pera, diba?
And, true.
I mean, like, yeah, Uncle Scrooge siguro, diba? But like, that's not the goal, you know?
For my final question, Stan, what's one financial advice that you received that changed your life and gusto mong or pwede mong ma-share sa ating listeners?
Siguro yung just understanding na ang pera, finite resource yan. Hindi siya unlimited, di ba? Na kailangang magamit mo yung pera to make your life better, make your life more comfortable, but that you also have to use it wisely. You have to be strategic with it. You have to deposit it, make wise investments, good investments. And lahat yan talaga mga lessons I learned from my parents, specifically my mom. Kasi si mom yung mas nakakausap ko about these things. Until now, we have regular conversations about financial management in general. Kasi my mom, bata pa lang ako, bumili na sila ng memorial plan eh. Stuff like that. Kasi not to be morbid about it, pero hindi naman natin alam, di ba, kung kailan mangyayari yung mangyayari. So, pag nangyari yun, malamang sa malamang tuliru ka eh, di ba? Because you're in grief, you're in shock. So, paano na? And with something like a memorial plan in place, it could make the logistics much easier. Kasi na-experience ng mom ko eh, nung namatay yung lolo ko before I was born, tuliru sila sa family. They didn't know what to do. So she wanted to make sure na hindi yun mangyayari sa amin ng kapatid ko if, you know, if and when na something like that were to happen. Stuff like that, like just really being prepared for the worst possible scenario, making sure na isa-save mo muna yung pera bago may isa-spend, making sure na you are pulling in more money than you're spending, being aware of all of these things, having multiple income streams. Kaya ako, until now, iba-iba yung mga racket ko, yung mga jobs ko. I don't just have one. I don't put all of my eggs in one basket, which is one of the benefits of being a freelancer, because that means na if I lose one, hopefully makakabawi ako with the others, which I've experienced firsthand on multiple occasions because of the pandemic. So yun, it's a combination talaga of all of the things that I've had the privilege of learning firsthand from my parents sa pulpagkabata.
Thank you so much, Stan, for coming in and, you know, sharing your stories. And I hope na na-enlighten yung listeners natin, especially the way they see Chinoys, or if they have friends who are Chinoys. And aside from that, ang daming takeaways na sobrang valuable, and they can apply it. I can also apply it sa buhay ko. And alam mo yun, sana makatulong talaga. And if they wanna know more, or if they wanna hear you more, saan ka nila mahahanap? Can you please invite them sa iyong social media and shows?
Sure. First off, marami salamat, Roma, sa pag-imbita sa akin to join you on the podcast and talk about these things. I don't normally get to talk about these things, so it's nice na meron tayong platform to just discuss this and share tips na sana makatulong din sa ibang tao. Sana makatulong din sa akin kahit paano. I don't know how, pero sana. And if you want to hear my work, you can check out my voiceover profile over on my Linktree. So it's linktr.ee/StanCSays, StanCSays. You can also follow me on social media at _StanC. That's usually where I post yung mga projects ko and my events. And if you're into pro wrestling, specifically yung WWE, I call yung monthly premium live events ng WWE in Tagalog or Taglish on the WWE Network, which is like yung streaming service ng WWE. So you can subscribe there and join us for WrestleMania next month, yung biggest show of the year. So yun, we'll be calling that in Taglish for the Filipino market.
Maraming salamat, and this is your favorite Broke Pinay Kapitbahay na nagsasabing hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinay podcast, you need this in your life. Until our next episode, bye!